It's an ever-worsening Iowa City reputation for partying and alcohol abuse, developing a violent dark side, concerning Johnson County State Representative Mary Masher.
There is definitely a problem here. I was a little bit heartened by the fact that Iowa dropped in its ranking in party schools, but I still think that is not something to be proud of.
I view this primarily as a health and safety issue.
That's University of Iowa President Sally Mason admitting she's confronting a firmly entrenched downtown personality.
There's culture involved, without a doubt.
Mason admits changing a drinking culture is difficult, but cites other successes.
And we've tackled a number of those health and safety issues that do involve changing culture. Smoking was one of them. And that change now, I think, has made a difference in our community.
Aggressively challenging the culture is a switch for university and community leaders. Up to now, they've been protecting against the culture, providing late-night free transportation for women, and increasing downtown policing, responding to increasing assaults.
You know, I think this reached ahead with the incidences of violence that were widely reported, not only by our own local press, but certainly in the national media as well. And those are driven largely by the abusive and unsafe behaviors associated with alcohol overconsumption. So we've got to tackle this as a health and safety issue.
And in tackling, Iowa City Mayor Matt Hayek is Mason's enthusiastic teammate.
The university is far more aggressive on alcohol issues than it ever has been before, and that is positive. It's a very obvious shift. The city is increasingly tired of having to deal with these problems, and I think the public's opinion has shifted. The public is less of a mind that kids will be kids and let them enjoy this rite of passage.
Mayor Hayek is pledging the city's help.
Setting the tone and establishing high expectations for the student body are within the province of the university. President Mason says that the university intends to attract a more serious student, and I welcome that.
The university is setting a new tone. Among what Mason calls student success initiatives, establishing dormitory communities, engineers living with engineers, pre-med with pre-med, hoping within 4 years requiring all freshmen to live in dormitory learning communities.
So the student success initiatives are all focused on how do we make this the best possible experience for our undergraduates, and certainly cutting down, eliminating, ultimately, that would be the goal, risky behaviors.
Among higher standards that State Representative Masher wants concern alcohol abuses during Hawkeye football tailgating parties, admitting she's challenging culture.
And it's been a fairly liberal culture of allowing that and kind of looking the other way. You know, we have an open container law that people just kind of ignore.
UI President Mason says football Saturday changes are coming.
We're working hard, too, on initiatives that will improve what I call the family atmosphere of our football Saturdays. I think this is an important part of the culture.
Changing Iowa City's culture faces a big test this fall when voters decide on rescinding the city council's second try at an ordinance prohibiting those under 21 years old from bars after 10 at night. That's what happened 2 years ago, and Mayor Hayek, admitting it's still an uphill fight, is pleased that the UI's Sally Mason is vocally contrasting her neutrality on the previous referendum.
I feel very, very strongly that the 21-only ordinance that the city council has enacted is exactly the right thing for this community.
For Mason, partnering in confronting the community's alcohol culture and dispelling the UI's party school reputation may well determine her legacy. In Iowa City, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.